Yeah, I'm already recording.
Okay, fine.
You want to
keep save the laughs that I made you laugh for later, in case I want to make people laugh.
Will do.
Those count.
Okay.
Those count towards other laughs because you don't count.
I totally believe in that. I totally believe in laugh equity.
Of course, laugh equity. Why are you saying believe in it?
Like
if you make someone laugh at a previous time, mm-hmm. and nobody hears it, you are funny later.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Oh my God! I get so much guff for this belief of mine, for this belief of ours. I can't believe you agree with me, buddy. I love you.
Well, it's not agree. It's how the entire Japanese economy works. They trade it on the Japanese stock market.
No, I was
Which
on fire.
Way too loud.
I was on fire at a party once, right?
Yeah.
And I met up with the same group of people like 2 weeks later.
Okay.
2 weeks later.
I'm not subtly testing my mic. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Okay. You met up with that same group 2 weeks later.
And I just shut it down. I just decided not to emote. You know, quietly eat my food, and they were like, "Are you okay?" And I was like,
"Why? Wait, what?"
No, I was on fire the first time. Do you know what on fire means? I think you do. You're a pretty fucking funny guy. You're pretty fucking funny, all right?
Yeah, dog.
I mean, on fire.
Yeah, dog, you know my secret? I'm always angry. What's up? I've been Super Saiyan.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean,
So you didn't.
I was just so certain that they would be constantly thinking about how funny I am, even though I wasn't talking at the second meeting. Like,
hold on, my door just opened and then goes. Oh, and the phone fell. Look at the noodles. Hold on. Oh, everything's fucked.
You know what I realized about this podcast?
I can't hear you, dumbass.
that brings me to a certain point. Mike has left me on the air so many times on this podcast.
Okay, what? I can't hear you.
I was talking to the audience.
There's no audience.
Yeah, I know.
We're in hell. We're in hell. This doesn't broadcast. All the people that listen, they're just little demons in their little fucking cells that they're not allowed to escape either. And we all just transmit our little fucking messages to each other. Hey, how are you doing? I'm doing good. Look at this thing I found. Look, I made a joke. I did a drawing. Ooh, we're all so happy. Nobody's happy ever. Ugh.
Oh, man.
What was your thing?
Have our content levels flipped? I feel
no. Okay, here's the fucking deal, and I'll say this to other people who want to be quote-unquote comedians on the internet. Of course I'm upset about everything. Be funny. Ugh, that's your job. Like, I hate when comedians are like, oh, this political atmosphere has made me be, I am just, and only way. It's like, shut up, make a joke for once in your life. Obviously, all things in the world are fucked. They have been forever. Make a fucking joke, that's your job.
I wanted
to take this opportunity to be serious, and if oh so, and I can't believe that at Azkaban prison they would treat prisoners with dementors, and the way that they treat prisoners in this world is don't even get me started on the house elves. I feel as though this election, if you don't vote, I'm like, make a joke once, make a fucking joke.
Hold on,
and now people don't listen to those people anymore, which is awesome. Do you ever watch that? Somebody who's like, I'm going to be alienating and terse and weird and vague. And then people just stop listening to them. People stop engaging.
I've kind of disengaged from the media space almost entirely. Like, I've gone off of podcasts.
The media space almost entirely.
Wait.
Sorry, what were you saying? I'm listening, please.
No. Well, first of all, the disrespect, the one-way disrespect of this show.
The disrespect of this disengage. It's disemboweling my dysentery. What? I don't care.
Okay, for the record.
You just said media space. I'm not listening to you forever.
That's true.
Imagine this is like one of those weird board games where it's like, and once a game, you can play the so-and-so card. You have like four of those for the rest of your life, and you just play in one of them by saying, I disengage from the media space. I don't want to.
I really have, man. I really have. I don't watch any TV. I don't watch any sort of movies or anything. I'm like, I don't listen to any corporate music.
Bus ads, what do you avoid? Subway ads, announcements at the airport. La, 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 my flight isn't canceled.
Okay, hold on. For the record, was that rant about me and my frustration with the world today?
Listen, I'll say this to you and all other sad and woefully unconfident people. I'm all listen, if you feel as though you have no confidence and you're listening right now, obviously all people saying negative things are talking about you. Okay?
Yep. It's like that phenomenon. Obviously. It's like when you're driving and you hear a horn. Yeah.
What's more
you?
Likely?
Yep.
It is.
Yep.
What's more likely? What's more likely that people are just ranting about, you know, negative things in the world, or that you are Voldemort and you're the worst and we all hate you? You know who you are. You know who you are. What's amazing is that works on people. Sad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What were you saying about your media space?
Sorry, you have me on my guard right now.
You forgot how this is supposed to work.
Yeah, no, it's been a minute. No, listen, I do not care for any sort of content that has gone through any sort of corporate filter.
I don't care for content with the corporate filter.
No, okay.
Well, I don't like the content.
I literally just tweeted about this. I had an idea a long time ago. It was a show that I canceled called 30 Podcasts I'm Not Doing. And one of them was just reading my tweets, because quite frankly, I'm not getting enough fucking credit for my tweets. And I literally just tweeted about, oh, I'm not watching any content in the media space. Who are you? Why are people talking this way?
Well, I
talk normal.
Because I'm really done with social media as well. TV, movie, music, all
so,
that stuff.
You know what? That's what did it. Social media did it, because that's a nonsense word. And we talked about that on when this show used to be about Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking, what does the word mean? All right, are we starting the show?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I'll go first.
Great.
No, we'll use some of this for an intro. I don't know what we're doing. No, it was not about you, first of all. Let's start. No, that rant wasn't about you. People are too serious. And that's what we're going to talk about on the show. We're not going to say, oh, people are taking things too seriously or whatever. Just, Who do you see? That's the whole thing that I'm upset about. That's what I'm ranting about. What do people see themselves as? Like, what do you see yourself as? I think everyone just sees themselves as really cool or somehow woefully uncool. Like, you know what I mean? It's okay to just be dorky and not cool and cool at the same. Like, you, whatever. You don't have to evaluate. I think people see themselves as like fucking. I don't know.
Am I allowed to talk yet? Sure. Am I allowed to talk yet?
Yeah, you're always allowed to talk. Listen, here are the rules of the show, Deepu. You're always allowed to talk, but if you say something fucking stupid, I'm going to make fun of it.
Okay, because I thought this was one of your
No, monologues. It's not. It's not a monologue. You would know it was a monologue because it would be cryptic and odd.
All right. Well, what was your point again? Say it again.
Oh, yeah, great. This is with the great philosophers of our time, huh? And I say to you, people love each other.
Oh, okay.
And
I remember what you said.
Neighbor three on three times. Huh?
I remember what you said.
Speak up. We can't.
Okay.
That's how you know religious works are a fictionalized, at best, a fictionalized version of things, because nobody in it ever says, speak up. Speak up. I can't hear.
Well, I'm actually proud to say that I've transitioned from woefully sad guy to seeing myself as the prize.
Deepu's evolving. Oh, no. I pressed B. I canceled it. Yes, you're still sad. Oh, victory. Okay, let's start the show.
Oh, this is Hack Thought Podcast.
Restaurant Saga still.
Restaurant Saga still.
No, you know what? Bitch Saga.
Bitch Saga still. Mike episode.
Bitch Saga.
Theme song by Freddie.
No, we can't do Bitch Saga. I'll talk about it. Restaurant Saga.
Restaurant Saga, Mike episode, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Fangers.
Update. Come in. This is a transmission. Deepu, do you read me?
I read you loud and clear. What's up? What happened?
You can now say bitch whenever you want. Congratulations, everyone.
Oh, wow.
There's a sauce at Whole Foods called bitching sauce. And so now I walk around Whole Foods just saying, bitch this. Oh, I want some bitch macaroni. Oh, let me have some. Oh, yeah, we got some bitch cookies. Oh, no, that's filled with raspberry, bitch. I'm allergic. Mm-hmm.
No, I know exactly where we're going with this.
What? Are people kidding? Bitching sauce in Whole Foods. And so I just walk around and say, bitch. I just walk around and say it all the time.
No, bitch has made its way into our lives. It's been there for a while now. There's a show called Bitchin' Kitchen. It's pretty good.
All I'm saying is the implications of doing that are woeful. This is the thing. Mm-hmm. This is the thing, is people don't understand what the implications are of everything they do. Of everything they do.
I think about this a lot, all the time, actually.
I'm allowed to say bitch there. That's amazing. That's amazing. You messed up.
I mean, it sounds like you don't like it. And I'm with that.
Here's what I don't like. Here's what I don't like. Okay, first of all, let's get to what we're going to actually talk about today. Mm-hmm. Here's what we're actually going to talk about today. Have you seen these commercials that are like, end the stigma of mental health problems?
I think so.
Mental health.
I think so.
But remind me, campaign.
But remind me, like, what's
they want to end the stigma.
What's the stigma again?
The whole stigma of thinking that mental health is bad. They're going to end the stigma. What's the stigma again? It's my favorite answer. Yeah, what is the fucking stigma? That's a great question, Deepu. Good job. What is the fucking stigma? We've talked about on the show, not to bring it down, because that's the whole point of it. I have, and have had much worse OCD. Okay? Mm-hmm. I know about the stigma of these things. I've literally gotten people try and ask me about my OCD and not give me jobs. Like, I've been discriminated, okay,
mm-hmm.
for a disability.
Mm-hmm.
You want to end the society-wide stigma towards mental health issues. How? This is this whole self-congratulatory thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, here, I'll tell you some mental health problems. There's someone just shouting in a parking lot. Dude, just end that stigma. Just go ahead and end the stigma.
With murder?
Well, just end it. Just with the stigma. You see a person with, they may or may not have a mental health problem. They're just shouting in a parking lot.
Yep.
Stigma. Go ahead, get rid of it. That's something easily that could happen to somebody going through a mental health problem. A minor mental health problem. They're just shouting at someone they know. I've shouted at people. I've shouted at lots of people.
I talk to myself constantly, so
well,
I'm right there with them.
No, now you're comparing things. please. Remember when I said, woe is me? Woe is me. Come on. It's supposed to be my woe. How dare you?
Okay. Sorry.
I've really shouted at people when having an issue with OCD.
Been there.
Loved ones.
Been there.
Been there, done that. Woo-hoo. Uh-huh. Yes, girlfriend. So the point is, girlfriend, that the point is that this is so much more of a complicated issue. It's insulting mm-hmm. to be like, oh, just end the stigma.
Yeah.
Let's end that. You'll never end the stigma.
Let's treat them like
essence,
like everybody else, even though they're totally not, which is kind of...
This generation thinks we're going to be nice to everyone and fix it. It's like you fucking said on this show before, oh, you should talk to people so they don't kill themselves. If it was that easy, don't you think the government would hand out things like, say hi to people. Going around here, say hi to people, everyone's killing themselves. Like, it's crazy. It's so insane. This generation genuinely believes, like, I'm going to say, like, there's a person. Here, let's set the scene. My point of this is, if you want to fix mental health, you need to use humor. Okay? Otherwise, this seriousness of being like, I'm going to end the stigma. It's me. It's me, Ewan McGregor. I'm going to look at me and don't be mean to crazos anymore. Like, it's just not going to fucking happen.
Okay,
it's me, Ewan McGregor. Don't be mean. If you see somebody who's depressed all day and is traumatized from incidences with their abusive parents, just be nice to them and it'll go away. This is me, Ewan McGregor. Like, what are you talking about? Why are you doing this fucking commercial? Why are you doing this commercial?
It's grandstanding.
That's the question.
They just want to show that they're the good person. Ewan McGregor is just looking for that sweet, sweet publicity.
By the way, I don't think it is Ewan McGregor, but he's obviously the funniest choice.
Sure.
Just
yeah.
Because I know Ewan's listening.
Right.
He's always listening.
Whoever it is, George Clooney, Susan Sarandon, whoever it's got to be, they're just doing it to publicize themselves.
Now, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, that
Susan
was a leap.
Sarandon,
that was a...
Susan Sarandon is washed up. Please. She's not doing this. God.
Yeah, imagine her in HD. Huh.
Okay, here's the thing. Here's where we go. I'm just ignoring that.
Yeah. Please do.
You know how people are like, oh, I love so-and-so throwaway jokes. I throw away Deepu's throwaway jokes. I let them go in the trash.
It's like I aimed
them go right
for
the garbage.
It's like I aimed for the
he
basket.
He threw them away.
And you
he
just
threw them away,
away
and
won.
Yeah. No, the other way. You threw them towards the basket and I was like, good, it landed in the basket. Could you change the bag and bring those out? So here's the point. Here's where it all starts. Yeah. swearing. It all starts with swearing, which is why we're talking about bitching.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We live in this weird world where people either think you don't really get it, or you're, you know, so aware and way too kind and forgiving. Okay? Here's an example. I have just started, if I get promotional emails from companies that don't know me, like if you're somebody who knows me, we've worked together, and you make a little mailing list and you send something to me, I'll send a nice message that says, like, you know, like, I'm not interested. Good luck with your business or whatever. Okay, but you're somebody who's worked with me, even vaguely. Okay, you're some huge company that I've bought something from. And let's say huge in some other way. Like, I'll give an example of people I've done it to. My subtitle people. I get subtitles for the movies I make, for the documentaries I make. Okay? They start sending out these promotional messages. I've just started blatantly cursing at these people and swearing at them and calling names. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I don't care anymore. I know this is going to paint me to be a mean person, and I've already said I have a debilitating mental disease. You have to be stigma to me.
Yeah, you really do have OCD.
Fuck off. That's why I just start writing. As soon as they fuck off, don't fucking email me. You are a caption company. Go fuck yourselves. Okay? That's just what I do now. Because you know what? These people, it's ridiculous that we just treat people this way, that we're like, well, we're going to send you a promotional email even though you didn't ask for it. And then these people react. They're like, well, there's a human over here. And it's like, yeah, there's a human over here, and you keep annoying me with fucking email. You're annoying this human. So it's this binary world where it's like, I'm either really aware or I'm just a number email that they put into a machine that sent me an auto email. But now that I responded like a human, being like, hey, go fuck yourselves. Don't send me these things. They're like, I'm a human. You're a name on an email list, but I'm a human. Like, it's this self-aggrandizing bullshit. What do you do? How do you feel when you get, like, a promotional email?
I just don't respond to it. You're like this lunatic that, like, has to respond to any email from a small company that's just looking for some business. Like, do you also...
They have my business!
Okay, they want more of your business.
They have my business!
They want more of it.
They don't need any more of it. They have my business.
It's the caption business. They need all the business they can get. Okay.
Listen, baby, this is the caption business. What are you talking about? No, my point is that everyone just plays this game however they want to play it with words, mm-hmm. and companies and things nowadays. And then it starts to, when somebody is really fucking annoying at a company. And this was, by the way, it wasn't the first email they sent, Deepu. So calm the fuck down. It was like,
oh, I should
10,
calm down.
I told them,
you should calm down.
All right.
Keep going.
Calm down. It was like the 7th email, and I told him to stop emailing me nicely a bunch of times.
Isn't there like an unsubscribe option from the mailing list?
Nothing works in this universe! What part of this are we started with? Nothing works. Obviously, nothing works at all. Okay?
Okay, hold on. Let me ask you something.
That's what I do. I just buy things nowadays, and I buy it, and then I go, of course it doesn't work. Obviously. Step one, it breaks. Nothing works. Nothing works at all. Mm-hmm. Oh, do you want our new update? It doesn't work. Have fun. Here you go. Here you go. Update your phone. Oh, it's broken. It's broken now. Sorry. Whoops. We had to update it.
I'm just picturing you like writing letters to companies after seeing a commercial on TV.
You should write letters to companies about commercials. You should, because they're just assuming stuff. They all think that they're fucking geniuses and that we're buying things for reasons. Everyone thinks they're a fucking genius. That's what it is nowadays. I don't think I'm so smart and have solutions. All I know is stop fucking emailing me. Leave me alone. Like, you're bothering me. Okay? And they wouldn't stop bothering me. I told them. I unsubscribed. I did all these things. Here's where it comes from. It's just, well, I'm a human over here. Even though I was a name on an email list, you didn't have any problem treating me like a statistic.
Mm-hmm.
And then the number one thing that has ruined stuff is like, and I don't know if you've ever encountered this, Deepu. And I know right now you're able, by the way, to play the card that everyone's able to play and that everyone does play nowadays. And you are such, and I'm going to pull this word out on you, and I've never pulled this word on you before. You are such a fucking millennial for trying to pull, like, oh, I can't believe you're upset at these people. Calm down. Like, oh, geez. Like, don't be so rash. Everyone can just be chill and cool and go to concerts and events. Stop saying events. You sound psycho. That's my whole – you sound like an insane person saying event or content. You sound nuts.
What other word is there for it? Stuff?
Concert. How about show? What was wrong with show?
How do you describe all of Twitter?
How about a thing? How about
that's
a
descriptive.
Thing? What was hook? Why does it need to be descriptive? I saw a thing.
what kind of thing? You're not going to describe it, are you? Oh my god! If he doesn't describe it soon, I'm going to pee in my mouth.
I literally work in this field, so like that's how I see.
You work in this field. You don't have to be a cunt about working in this field. Okay, you can work. You can work in a field and not be a dick about it, right?
I think so.
You can
think so.
You can work. There's real estate agents who don't sound like cockmouths, and there's lots. And then there's most real estate agents. Okay.
Yeah, the ones that are cockmouths are the ones selling shit. Okay. The timid ones, they got nothing. All right. They have a green jacket, and they're dying to get that red jacket. They want it so bad. How does it work? Is it like karate?
An industry term. Deepu learned from The Simpsons. So.
Is it like karate?
Here's my point. Anyway. Here's my point. I just called you a cunt, right?
Yep. I took it pretty well for a millennial.
If you want to say you're a family there, I've called everyone in my family a cunt at some time during a fight.
Oh, me too.
And we're still family members.
Yep.
Exactly. That's a family. A family isn't people who like working together. That's a not hostile work environment. Mm-hmm. I can call up my brother right now, get in a fight, call him a bitch cunt, and then he will call me back and say I love you. That's family.
Yep. Yep.
That's family. It isn't family because, we go out for drinks on Friday. Shut up. Well, and on Thursday. Oh, now you're family.
Oh, they should be waffles.
We have bring your pet in day. Okay, you don't know family until someone's pet pees on something you own and you have to yell and scream and then apologize to the animal. Okay? That's family. Okay?
Yep.
You need to be admonished for being upset that something got peed on. How dare you? How dare you? It needs to be peed on. That's family. Okay? Family isn't that you like each other. Like, okay, when someone gets fired, does everyone quit?
Nope.
Because that's what I would do for my family. Right? If you put one of my family members out of a job, I wouldn't work for you.
No, I hear you.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's ridiculous, and people act this way. And I think that the problem is that the people saying some of the stuff that I'm saying are usually dickheads who then go on to be like, why are you so sensitive? I want to call you every racial slur I know.
Mm-hmm.
Let me call you a racial slur. Come on, it'll be fun. I'll tie you up in the back. I'll call you a racial slur, and you'll come. Like, I don't understand why there can't be an in-between person.
Yeah, I think I think we're finding like a new middle ground where it's going to be okay to say all the non-racist words. So fuck is going to be fine. Shit is already pretty okay. Like it's.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Who says fuck isn't fine? Who says fuck isn't fine? Because guess what? If you go in there and you're a good customer, you can say fuck all day. You know what the person doesn't like? They don't like that they have some deep insecurity, stop the stigma, that they think that as soon as someone says a negative thing about them, their whole world isn't ending. Here's a philosophical. This is where it gets into a deep thing. Here's a philosophical question, Deepu. Have you ever killed anyone?
Only with my good looks.
Great answer.
I have harmed someone.
The question: have you ever killed someone?
No.
Have you ever felt you killed someone? Felt responsible?
Ooh, partially.
I'll let everyone know. Statistically. If you've been in a major metropolis for, I don't know, any given amount of time,
mm-hmm.
it's likely some action you did
mm-hmm.
in some sort of, Rube Goldberg type way
sure.
killed someone. You are 100% in a small way, whether it's that somebody had a knee condition
mm-hmm.
and they were old and they moved out of the way for you and that twerked their knee and then later they fell and died. Fell on something and died. You have in some way led to someone's death. You are not an omniscient force of fucking good in this universe. There's no such thing as good people and Death Eaters, Harry, okay? And yet everybody just goes around like, I could have never messed up. Oh my God, I couldn't have ever made a mistake. It's crazy. People think they're geniuses who never make mistakes, and it's absolutely insane. And it's absolutely insane.
I think you're so on the money, and my instincts have actually led me to the same conclusion. That is why I spend so much time by myself.
Wait, before you say this, are you ending the stigma?
Of course I am.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I'm going to treat them like they're fucking insane.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. It's literally, it's a disease. Like, if you have, I'll tell you some funny stories of OCD. A, I've called everyone in my family cunts. I've yelled at them. I've called
Me
them
too.
Terrible, terrible.
But my parents deserve it. Yeah. But my parents actually deserve it.
Of course they deserve it. of course my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister, they all deserve it. Of course. They're all cunts. Why would someone call them a cunt if they weren't a cunt? So exactly. What I'm saying is, I'll tell you some OCD like tales. Okay? First of all, I used to like Lysol people's footsteps when they would come in. You become Sherlock Holmesian a little bit. Like I was describing a door. You know, what do you see when you see that door? And I was talking about being over OCD. And she was like, just a door. I was like, well, which door is used the most? She's like, I don't know. I was like, well, you can look at the handles and see which one is most worn. And that's the one that I wouldn't touch. And she, being a good girlfriend, goes, I thought you opened doors by pushing the glass above the handle. I go, I do, but still, I don't want to touch the most touched doors part of the glass. You know what I mean? I'm not an insane person. I'll catch a disease. That is like real OCD. Okay. Stop the stigma. What are you going to do about me having anxiety over opening doors? Are we going to open doors for all insane people? Or were you going to make sure that all the doors are open for me?
I would just get rid of doors.
Because guess what? This is what I learned about mental illness. It's real fucking talk. It is never down to other people. If you want to get over your mental illness, it is always up to you. The treatment you get, whatever. So the fact is who you're talking to and who you're kind of putting more blame on is people who already feel enough blame for being stuck with a mental illness. So it's like, for me, guess what it was? I just told people, hey, I'm uncomfortable opening the door. Would you open it for me? Fucking fixed. That's the stigma, okay?
Mm-hmm. You gotta fight.
You know, it's all, so all this commercial is like, why are you being crazy today? In reality, that's what you're telling people. It's like, why are you being so fucking crazy? Cut it out. Like, what stigma are you actually trying to end?
Listen, Mike, I can't tell you, you have made a topic for a show that is so perfectly built for our audience, it's crazy.
I am the voice of this generation! Oh, baby! Okay, now take money out of your parents' wallets and mail it to me. I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You see me yelling at my mom, calling her a cunt in a parking lot.
No, I'm not.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? That's the stigma. Mm-hmm. That's my mental illness. I got angry. I have real anger, which is over like important things, like why Pepper is at tables. Why is Pepper at tables? Why? Explain it.
Okay? You want to bring up the Pepper or not? You want to get a little...
I will always bring up the Pepper every single time because it's fucking nonsense. Okay? That's real anger that needs to be fixed today, and I will die screaming those words. Okay? And then one of the things with OCD is you respond with anger to things that aren't important. So what are you going to do with the fact that I'm shouting at my mom, calling her a cunt? Because I'll tell you what stupid people think they should do. Hey, are you guys okay? No! No, nobody's okay! How are you okay? Nobody's okay! It's a fucking insane! What are you going to do with ending the stigma? What are you going to do? My mom didn't have a stigma for me. My dad doesn't have a stigma for me. My family doesn't have a stigma for me.
Did you ever have people Did you ever have people butting in like, is everything okay?
Are you kidding? Constantly.
Wow.
Constantly. Well, this is what this end the stigma is. Of course they did, because guess what? Mental illness is the problem of your mind not being able to conform in ways that other human minds respond to. You are essentially trying to nice away mental illness. It doesn't fucking work that way. And I've been annoyed at these Stop the Stigma commercials for a whole day now. And it's really driving me up the wall.
Well, don't let it go drive you too far up the wall, because I don't want to lose
you, buddy. You don't want to end the stigma, please. What? Honestly, that's the whole thing of mental. It's so stupid on its face. How can you end the stigma of behavior which does not conform to the way the human mind is when it's safe?
I don't even think, like, I just think that whole end the stigma thing is such a dumb thing to begin with, because even the way we're handling the treatment of these conditions is so laughably amateur, so childish, like. It's all just a joke.
It's the newest science.
Yeah.
It's the newest science. And you've decided you're going to fix it already.
Yeah, and people
it's insane. You're right. That's an element I didn't even consider. It's literally the newest science. We make breakthroughs in this science all the time because it's so fucking new.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could literally become a medical researcher for psychiatric drugs, and in your lifetime make a breakthrough that a physicist would never dream of. Like, that's nuts. That's nuts to me. And yet you're like,
well, the real problem is that people are jerks. If we just didn't have so many jerks, it would all be fixed.
If only that guy from The Karate Kid wasn't everywhere. Yeah.
What did he do?
He was the bad guy. He was the one that kicked people in the shin, and that was like a dirty move or something.
Okay, but there's lots you're aware that, hey, okay. This is, see, do you see? I'm going to not end the stigma for a second. Deepu, are you fucking serious? I think most people think of Ralph Macchio when they say the guy from The Karate
Yeah,
Kid.
I know. I couldn't think of I don't know the names. I'm not an 80s guy. I'm a 90s guy.
Why did you reference The Karate Kid?
Because I was thinking of that bully.
This is it. Listen, people. Listen to this Burger Boy's fucking weird mashed potato brain. Okay? This is why you should end the stigma.
Yeah, treat me equally.
He is talking to me as if there is a deck of cards in there that has the references that he's allowed to make. He's not even aware of his own brain filled with lettuce, tomato, and special sauce. He doesn't know what it's doing. He just talks. He could have referenced a million 90s movies.
I'm basically in a parking lot in my mind.
Listen, he paved paradise. Which, by the way, I gotta say, a song that gets no credit. There's never enough parking.
I think that's a great finish for an episode right there.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't.
Can we please just wrap it up?
It's why. We're not. You're gonna go next. We're not wrapping it up. You got 2 minutes. Tell me about how you're. Listen, we're gonna take the last 2 minutes to end the stick. To end the stigma.
I mean, the things my thoughts on it are.
Okay, you know what? Let me
stigma.
Throw at you for the last 5 minutes.
Yep.
Let me throw at you for the last 5 minutes. just some. You know what it is? I think, Deepu. Listen, we've been really hard on the end the stigma people.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to end the stigma of end the stigma. I feel like I'm adding a stigma to end the stigma. And so I want to get rid of the stigma and sort of combine it and make a sort of stigmata. Okay? So an armada of stigmas, a stigmata.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to role play certain mental illnesses. And I just want you to end the stigma.
Okay.
If you could just end the stigma when I do this.
Okay.
Okay. So how about just a series? We're roommates. Oh, God, I would pay. I would pay if I could clone myself to watch that, but I wouldn't do it because it would be torture. So, we're roommates, okay?
Yep.
We're roommates, all right? And I'm going to have why don't you try and get me to go see a movie with you? And this, the first disease is depression due to family loss and biological conditions. The password is depression due to family loss and biological conditions.
Okay, you're going to try and get me to see him. Yep, I got you. Oh, hey, Leonardo.
My name is Mike. I swear to fucking God, start the roleplay over. Why do you insist? You believe the key to roleplay is new names. Oh my God, you're the worst improver ever. Hey, Archduke Ferdinand. Like, stop it. I'm Mike. Oh my God, start over. Oh, just end the stigma.
All right.
End the stigma already.
Hey, Mike, this new movie came out. You want to go see it?
You're you. Start over. You're you. I'm me. Start over.
Yo, Mike.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy? You all right?
No, I'm not all right.
Oh, man. Cheer up, man.
No, my grandpa's dead. I can be happy.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Were you guys close?
Whatever.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Well, listen, man, we're going to go see a movie. You want to come with?
No.
Oh, you're going to like it, man. It's about
I don't like it. Shut up. Stop talking to me.
All right. Well,
We're out of toilet paper. You're supposed to buy it.
Okay, no problem, dude. Hey, listen, I've been there. You know, losing a grandfather is
Stop. Stop. Stop talking. Okay? Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Hey, Go fuck yourself.
Go away!
You know what? No, I'm gonna...
Go away!
I'm slapping you now. Hey, I'm slapping you now.
Stop! I hate you! Bam! Crash, I hit you in the face.
I'm slapping you now. No, I'm still fighting back. Hey, anyway, asshole.
So, okay, let's take a pause on this roleplay. First of all, I just want to congratulate you on your effort in ending the stigma.
Yeah, dude, with my fucking palm.
So that's your solution is hitting?
Worked on me.
Well, what was your plan was to show me the movie and my depression would go away?
Yeah, I mean, The Day After Tomorrow is a very good movie.
Well, you know, you didn't say it was The Day After Tomorrow. That would have ended the stigma. I like that movie.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, isn't it a great movie? It's there's no sex in it.
I wish there was a more, I know you just said no sex, but I wish there was a more, I agree that there shouldn't be sex. It's great because of that. Like, I wish there was some more gruesome deaths. I think that, like, an R version of that movie would have been rad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it made it the perfect movie to take a grandma to. Or good enough, I would say. Not perfect. It's good enough. Like, it passes the grandma
take
test.
Take your grandma
That's to? What happened. That's what I did.
Okay, anyway, you can see where the stigma starts. Okay! Condition number two. Would you like to spin our wheel of condition, Deepu?
Yeah, sure.
See what you get? You can tell me what you got. Well, this is how you end the stigma. Everyone together with us. Put your hand up, and we're going to rock back and forth, and we're all going to pretend that we're spinning a big wheel, because it is a lot of fun. I was about to yell at Deepu for doing the sound effect, too. We're all going to do it, okay? Okay. Count with me, Deepu. If you're not at home, I swear to fucking God, pause this podcast, go to the bathroom, and go and do this with us, because it is so much more fun than you want to admit. We're going to do it two or three times. Here we go. Put your hand at the top of the wheel. Here we go.
Yep.
One.
Two, three.
Oh, God. Oh, wait, spin again. Here we go.
Yeah, I didn't make any noise.
One.
Two, three.
Best!
That was pretty awesome.
That's a good place to end an episode.